The 16th basic teaching for the parish cell system of evangelization on the theme Sharing Jesus with Others. The Lord be with you. Another obvious purpose of the cell is that of making us share Jesus with others. The more intimate one becomes with Jesus, the closer one gets to his heart, the more one feels the thirst of Jesus for every human being, the more one experiences the compassion of Jesus, even for one only lost soul. The more one opens oneself to others, the more one opens one's heart for others, and the more one becomes sensitive to the real and deep longings and aspirations of their heart, the more one realizes what great, important, essential, and urgent thing it is to share Jesus with them. Jesus is wounded by every person that is lost. Jesus thirsts for every person created in God's image and likeness, who has not yet met him personally, who does not know him. In the heart of every human being, there is that deep search for God. Sometimes we do not listen to this, maybe because we do not love others enough. When a youngster resorts to drugs, when a man wastes his money on alcohol, or when a woman runs after men, what they are actually seeking is the eternal joy, bliss, and love. Saint Augustine understands this very much because he experienced similar problems. But when he met Jesus personally, he confessed, "O Lord, you created us for yourself, and our heart does not find rest until it finds it in you." We can do great things for Jesus, but if we do not share him with others, what good is it? We can give our oikos all the riches of the world, but if we do not introduce him to Jesus, we would have given him only temporary wealth that can be enjoyed for such a short time. All things pass. Only Jesus remains forever. If we were to take the cell seriously, we would become like Saint Dominic. According to his biographer, who witnessed his life, describing him, he said, when he was not speaking to Jesus, he was speaking about Jesus. Just consider how much we waste our time. We lament that we are so busy that we do not find enough time to pray. But why? What is it that occupies our time so much? What is it that is so much more important than prayer? Do we mean we are very busy evangelizing? That we are so occupied in speaking to our oikos, to the people around us, about Jesus? But we cannot speak about Jesus all the time and with everyone. If we were to do that, some would think that we have become mad. Others just do not want to listen. Yet others, we know, can be very easily put off if we were to tell them two words instead of one. Okay, then if we are not all the time speaking about Jesus, what are we doing in between? Are we speaking to Jesus about them for their complete conversion? Are we interceding for them? What an example St. John gives us in narrating the experience of this Samaritan woman, which you read before listening to this teaching. She met Jesus and had a very personal and long dialogue with him. She must have enjoyed his company. Who does not? She never met a man like that. But when she felt her heart bursting with love, she left him spontaneously. She even left behind her the jar she brought to fill the water. What does it mean? It means she forgot about herself and about all her needs. She was so full of love for others, even if the others were the people who used to judge her and speak badly about her, that she could not resist the love that overflowed within. Speaking to Jesus led her to speak about Jesus. And speaking about Jesus led others to speak to Jesus. This is the rhythm that needs to move our lives. Another purpose that goes hand in hand with the other purposes upon which we have already reflected. There is no real intimacy with Jesus that is not accompanied by love of neighbor. And there is no real intimacy with Jesus and real love for neighbor until they manifest themselves in evangelization. How does the cell help us to share Jesus with others? First of all, by putting us face to face with people who are coming because they are eager to hear about Jesus. The members of the cell make it easy for us to speak about Jesus, about what he has done in our lives, and about what he told us. Not that our oikos and all the people we meet, even the most arrogant and negative ones, are not also eager to hear the good news. But at least our brethren in the cell are not arrogant with us. They react more positively to us, and therefore they encourage us. They encourage us so that one day we may have the courage to share Jesus even with those who can react negatively and might apparently refuse our proclamation. Secondly, the cell helps us to share Jesus with others by giving us regular opportunity to learn how to share Jesus in a more effective way. The proverbs say, practice makes perfect. We do not only learn by mistakes, we also learn by the reactions of others. We know when we express ourselves clearly and strikingly, and we know when we express ourselves better and when we have touched the heart of somebody. Thirdly, the cell helps us to share Jesus with others by helping us to realize how God is using us and how he can use us in a powerful and prophetic way. When the other members of the cell tells us that God had spoken to them through our sincere sharing, and they got more open to Jesus to welcome him and be attentive to him through our experience, we realize how effective it can be if we were to overcome our human respect and our fears and proclaim Jesus to our oikos. Praise be to Lord Jesus Christ.